Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's local news, local police have issued a statement after recent criminal damage in Petersfield Town Centre. And it's not too late for children to take part in Petersfield Physic Gardens Easter Egg Hunt. And local business leaders are getting free marketing expertise. And I shall also have some local sport updates for you. I'll have details of all those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
President Joe Biden issued a stark warning to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that future US support for Israel's Gaza war depends on the swift implementation of new steps to protect civilians and aid workers. Mr. Biden's message marks a sharp change in his administration's steadfast support for Israel's war efforts, with the US leader for the first time threatening to rethink his backing if Israel doesn't change its tactics and allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza. Meanwhile, former US President Donald Trump offered a tough message to Israel over its war against Hamas, urging the country to get it over with. Civil servants at the Department of Trade and Business are threatening action over UK arms sales to Israel through their union. The government has faced increasing calls to halt arms sales to Israel after three British aid workers were killed in an attack by the Israeli Defence Forces. According to a union survey, social workers on the front line have described Dickensian conditions. The social workers' union say that families they work with don't have enough money for basic essentials. Dave Callow from the social workers' union has been speaking with us.
It's encompassing many aspects of people's lives. What it does is it creates a certain sense of social isolation, a sense of almost what life is there out for me, and it affects health and well-being as a result.
Removing the UK-wide ban on liquids being taken through airport security could take another year. The Department for Transport has allowed major airports to miss the latest deadline to install new scanners, which travel expert Joe Rhodes tells us that passengers will be left confused.
It is a bit confusing as well for travellers, given that some airports have hit the deadline of June this year and others failed to. So you may be left in a position where you're not quite sure how much liquid you're able to travel with.
And Cole Palmer described Chelsea's dramatic stoppage time turnaround against Manchester United as madness. His two last gasp goals clinched a 4-3 win at Stamford Bridge. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Ricky Williams.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Alan Kosh at Petersfield's Shine Radio. Local police have issued a statement about recent criminal damage in Petersfield Town Centre. Julie Butler has more.
Officers say they are aware of the numerous reports of criminal damage occurring over the bank holiday weekend. Police are working hard to collate the available evidence and reassure that this behaviour will not be tolerated. These incidents have attracted local interest on social media, including the posting of several videos. They advise that those in possession of such evidence that posting it online has the potential to prejudice the investigation. Anyone with any information or footage should upload via the Hampshire Police online reporting portal.
It's not too late for children to take part in Petersfield's Physic Gardens Easter Egg Hunt. Children are invited to search our local sanctuary off the High Street for fascinating facts before they go back to school. It's open to all until the 12th of April. Volunteer Paddy has more.
The Petersfield Physic Garden are running an Easter egg hunt with a difference. This is lots of little Easter egg-shaped pictures are hiding in the herb gardens. There are 12 to be found. And a little tick sheet you collect at the centre when you come at the front, and a pen, and you go around and tick off each one and see if you can find all 12. And beside each of the little pictures, when you find them, it's a little bit of information about what those herbs were used for in the bad old days of the medieval times when they had to rely on them for medicine. We wouldn't suggest you do that now, of course, but it gives you an idea what they used to be used for.
Local business leaders are getting exclusive free access to marketing expertise. Petersfield's mayor is backing an evening seminar to help local business with digital and media marketing. Abby Erry is a specialist in Instagram promotion.
I love Instagram. I love the balance of imagery and video. I think it's just a really, really visual platform. It's also really social. Having comment features and uploading daily stories means you can really be, as a business, you can share your day-to-day life, and it really gets your audience invested in your brand.
The local sport update in Petersfield. The first 11 Petersfield Town football team are playing at home this weekend. That's the Premier Division, of course. This Saturday the 6th, kick-off 3 p.m. against Portland United. Petersfield's first 15 rugby team, who are top of the league, are playing their first Counties 1 Hampshire Championship match on Saturday against Portsmouth. A result will put them on the path to Twickenham. And lastly, Petersfield Cricket Club, the first 11, start their season with a friendly on the 14th of April against East Meon. That's at 1 p.m. on the Heath. That has to be the sign that summer has started.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning, it's Andy at the Shine Radio Weather Desk. We have a brighter morning in prospect in the Petersphere today, with a chance of a few showers. Those will dry out around lunchtime, and it'll feel quite mild for the time of year, with temperatures about 15 degrees. It will feel a little bit colder in the chilly breeze from the southwest. High tide today is at 5:08 in the morning, coming in at 5 metres, and again 17:46 at 5.26 metres. Sunset this evening is at about 7:45, and we're looking at a wet night this evening, but Saturday should be a much drier day. Stay with Shine Radio and have a great day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hi, it's Vicky with today's travel update. Winchester Road and Frenchman's Road both have motorway lights in place today. That's Northamptonshire Council carry out works. In South Harton, Elstead Road is closed. There's a diversion in place there. And lane closures of the A3 are back in force tonight. That's from 8 p.m. Both directions from Hambourne Roundabout. That's it, though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500, or email team@shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty,
Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team@shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.